And today I'm going to show you how the DJI Mini 4 Pro Active Track failed me. What's going on, beautiful internet family? My name is Dan Davis, and I'm the creative director here on DansTube.tv, which is Australia's number one ranked drone YouTube channel. So luckily, when I say failed me, I don't mean that it crashed. Now that has happened. I've got a video with the DJI Air 3 where the active track did actually fail me, and it crashed into some trees, landed on the gimbal, and I actually had to go and get a replacement for the drone. So it wasn't as severe as that, and you would have just seen some of that footage there of what happened. Unfortunately, the DJI active track with the obstacle avoidance, the sensors seem to struggle to pick up on really thin objects. So when there's thin dried out branches, that's where the Air 3 did crash for me. Another example would be like power lines. You have to be really careful depending on like what height you're flying at, what location you're at. You've got to be super mindful. Anything that to the naked eye, you're even going to struggle to sometimes pick up on when it's layered with the environment. And that's where I find the active track really does fail. So the one thing that I would love to see, and it seems to be an oversight, I want to see a follow me mode. I want to see a mode where it's actually tracking the signal from the controller instead of the AI, the algorithm, where it's like picking up on a subject in a moving environment and has so many variables, so many factors where it's going to lose you. I would love to see a stable connection to the controller. Now we've seen this from third party applications. There's Lightsea, there's DroneLink, there's Maven, there's a bunch of other ones out there where it actually uses the follow me mode to track the signal from your phone. Now, DJI could do it where it's tracking the signal from the controller, and it would be more of a stable connection. That means that when the drone loses line of sight, it's not just going to stop following you or continue to follow you thinking it knows where you are and then potentially losing you. And that's where the issue actually came in my recent test. So follow me mode would be great. That's my first recommendation that I would love to see on the DJI drones. Now, we did do a few tests, and when I say we, I mean Colin from O Colin. Check out his YouTube channel. We have done a collaboration together, and we do have a collaboration coming out. That's actually why we tested the active track. We were going to test the Mini 4 Pro versus the Air 3 and just to see how the tracking would go. Amazingly enough though, there was a recent update and there's now active track 360 on the Air 3 and there's the auto mode. So stay tuned to the channel because we're going to compare the auto mode of the Air 3 and the Mini 4 Pro to see how those two compete and just to kind of talk through the experience. So if you are in the market for a DJI Mini 4 Pro, I will have some links below to check it out. Make sure to go over to the D1 Stores website if you're based in Australia. Check out some of the deals I have available below. If you want to pick up some accessories or select items, you can use the code DansTube to save over there. If you want like a custom bundle and you want to get the Mini 4 Pro with a few other things, reach out to sales@d1store.com.au, mention DansTube, and they can help you out with the best deal possible. And on top of that, for my international audience, I will have some links again below to check out all the other deals I have available on Amazon and some other stores as well. To start off the test, we were literally just going to test the active track. We tested it with the Mini 4 Pro and it was a little bit terrifying, right? It didn't actually work the way I was hoping. Now, luckily the drone didn't crash, but a few times we had to take manual control. And I found that one of the main issues was the drone was too confident even when it lost the subject. So there have been a few instances where the drone is basically either going around a tree, like a bush. So I went behind the tree and instead of just stopping, which is a nice advancement, the active track would continue to follow based on the movement that I was going at. And it thought, okay, well, as I go around this tree, I will probably see the subject again. But when it did that, it flew in super close to the tree and was way too confident. You know, like at any point, if there was a little branch, some leaves or something, it could have clipped it and fallen down. So that was the first time I noticed that. But then when I tested it on the electric scooter the other day, I found that there were, again, a few instances where it was fine. Everything was going well. It was following me, all good. And then it thought that it had figured out where I was going to be, but instead it was choosing a completely different tracking point. So at one point it was tracking like just a grassy kind of bushy area, and it just thought that that was me. So what it did was the drone flew in really close because it thought that that was the subject. Again, quite dangerous and a little bit kind of erratic movement. Like it just moved in way too quickly, way too confidently thinking that it was me. And that's where an accident can happen. And also it completely loses the subject, right? So if I, in that situation, I was the only one there, so no one one else was controlling the controller. No one else could override it for me. So in those situations, you would have to then start the tracking process again. So it's all well and good when it works, but there are a few instances where it just seems to fail. And if you're the only one operating the system, you're going to have some issues. Like, for example, this was hanging around my neck. So, I mean, there was a scenario where I'm just like listening out for the drone. Like, is it near me? Couldn't hear it. So I stopped the scooter. It was continuing around a path of trees and it actually looked phenomenal. It did a great job of following around. And then it seemed to want to dart back in closer to me again. And it did a great job in that scenario. But again, if it lost the subject, it would just be way too confident and move in close to the trees. So what I found when I was testing with O'Colin, we had this path that we wanted to track. What actually happened was we had it in the parallel mode. We had this nice open grassy area. And basically we wanted the drone to follow along as I was on the scooter. So it was basically like the drone was here, I was on the scooter and I was going, and we just wanted the drone to kind of follow along like that. Now, it did a great job. It didn't crash and it did the best it could, but you'll see a little clip in a second of Colin kind of reflecting on what it was like being the pilot. And he was pretty terrified because there were a few instances where he literally had to have the controller and he had to just push up, right? He had to increase the altitude to take the drone over a few obstacles because it did not look like it was picking up on the obstacles. So what was happening was as the drone was in that parallel mode, it was going along and then it lost line of sight. And so the drone kind of swung around the bushes and tried to punch back in. So it tried to come in close, preparing for me to poke my nose out, right? To poke the scooter out and for it to continue tracking. Now in that situation, luckily it didn't hit the trees. It didn't hit any of the bushy area there. But you know, Colin was watching that, like he didn't really have much control. All he could do was kind of shoot up and increase the altitude. Luckily the drone just kind of followed around and then it did pick back up on me again and it looked fine. But again, it's like not the smoothest movement because it's coming around. It's like still scanning for me. And then it picks up on me and then the drone starts moving. So it's not a smooth, natural movement like it would be if it was just purely picking up on the signal from a controller. But instead what it's doing is it's based purely on the visual line of sight. It's the drone trying to pick up on a subject, you know, like an algorithm going, that's a person, I need to follow that person.
All right, so I was out here with DanStube doing the active tracking test on the Mini 4 Pro, and it worked great to a point where it wasn't gonna work and it was gonna run into a trees. And I started to have a panic because I was controlling the drone to make sure that it wasn't gonna hit anything or anything like that. But the drone wasn't going to avoid anything. It was just gonna keep running into trees. It wasn't picking up on anything. So the only thing I had to do was to shoot straight up because I knew that there was nothing up above us, that it would hopefully just lose Dan and then hover, but which it did, thank God. But oh, it scared the hell out of me because it's Dan's drone, it's not mine, and I honestly thought it was going to fly into a tree and crash. But luckily you could still go shooting up and then it lost Dan, it was able to be saved. But I couldn't control it any other way when we had it in that active tracking because it just wanted to stay on the same point that it was traveling on. I couldn't bypass it like you can with the spotlight. With spotlight you can fly it the way that you want it and it will track the person, but with the active tracking it was just staying on that one point of view and didn't want to move. So the only way that I could save it was just to shoot straight up in the air, and thank God I did because honestly I think it was going to crash.
So I mean, just not the most amazing, most reliable experience in that test. And then what we did was I actually took over. Colin was on the scooter and I just kind of tracked him from a height. By default in the settings it's up to like 15 meters is the max you can go with the active track mode. And from what Colin and I were talking about, and Colin made the point, you know, because this is picking up on a visual line of sight. It's picking up on the structure of the face and going, that's a face, that's a person. It's looking for the body, it's looking for a vehicle, or it's looking for like a bike or whatever. So it's kind of got like parameters that it's looking for. And now when you think about it, like when the drone's too far away, you look like a little ant, you look like a little dot on the screen, and you've got all these layers, you've got all different things, the trees, you've got the water, you've got grass. Like there's so many layers to it that when the drone's far away, that's where it becomes a little bit more fiddly and a bit more awkward. So I think that's why they've made it, and that's what Colin was saying, you know, that's why they've probably made it 15 meters, is because that's the point that they can guarantee that it's going to be fine and continue tracking you. The issue with that though is that you're then trusting that the drone's going to pick up on little branches and little leaves and little things in trees, and it's not going to hit it, clip it and fall to the ground, right? Which is something I just want to avoid at all costs. So, you know, there were a few situations you can override that. So like when you're in the active track mode, you can override it. So, you know, maybe at 15 meters, but I can increase the altitude and then it seems to hold at that altitude that I've gone up to. So not as reliable, and sometimes it can lose you. But when Colin was on the scooter, I found that it was pretty stable, pretty smooth. It did a great job of continuing to track him in that scenario. There were a few times where it came relatively close to the taller trees that were in the the area, but I just had to increase the altitude just because of my own peace of mind. I just don't fully trust the active track and the obstacle avoidance at the moment. I mean, in most scenarios, it's fine, but after the Air 3 crashed, I guess I'm a little bit more mindful of that. I don't want to have to deal with the repair process. So yeah, just keep that in mind. Like, it's not flawless by any means. And there are definitely some improvements that I would like to see. Because in the past with active track, right, what would happen is someone would go behind something. The vision would be obstructed, and then the drone would look for a little bit and it would just stop, and then the active track would fail. So you wouldn't have that fluid movement where it continue following the path. Now, they have improved on that because it now does seem to definitely plan the trajectory, and the drone seems to fly to account for the speed that you're moving at, where it thinks you're gonna pop out from, and it can continue following you. Like I said, it will kind of sit there, pick you, and then it will move. So still not the smoothest movement in the world, but definitely a huge improvement over like past versions of active track. That's all well and good, but when it loses you, like it did in a few scenarios, that's where it's really sketchy, because the drone will pick up on something, and on a few occasions it's picked up on literally like nothing, like just a bush or literally nothing that looks like me, and then it's flown really close to that subject thinking that it's me. That's where some of those close calls were, and that's kind of why I'm saying it failed me, right? Because I was just expecting it to just be the flawless experience. There wasn't too much going on around us. It wasn't like a obstacle dense area, and that's why it is good to have someone operating the drone to make sure that they at any point can increase the altitude to go above an obstacle, or they can stop it, because the drone will just keep following you. And that's what happened on a few occasions. Does a great job of continuing to follow you, but you just have a few close calls and it's a little bit scary. So, and I would just love to see a follow me mode. I swear they had it in the past where it would just track the signal from the controller. That means that then you can have the height, right? Because that's the big problem. It's like when you're too far away, it sees you as an ant, it struggles to follow you, and then it just stops. So if it was purely tracking the signal of the controller, it means that you could be further away, you could be well above the tree lines, you could be, you know, 35, 40 meters, and you could change the direction still and have all that functionality. And then combining that technology, the follow me, with something like the Air 3, which is just over there, having that zoom lens, having the 70 millimeter medium telephoto lens, is going to make a huge difference, because then that means that you can zoom in, get that closer perspective, still fly far enough away that you don't have to worry about obstacles, and still give that very unique close-up look. So those are just kind of my thoughts. I'm glad that the drone didn't crash. And in my second test with the update, when I tested Active Track 360 Auto, I was very impressed. I was there on my own, and there were, like I said, so many points where I couldn't hear the drone at all. And you can even kind of hear me commenting in the video, like, I can't hear the drone. I'm like, is it here? And then I'd stop the scooter, and then I'll just see the drone like swinging around the trees, and it's continuing to track me. So there are moments that it works flawlessly, and there are moments that it looks phenomenal, and it does an impressive job. And when I think about it, compared to previous versions of Active Track, it clearly is an advancement, but I feel like it's the type of technology it is right now. You do kind of want to be in an open field, or you want to be in an area where there aren't too many trees. And if they are, they're relatively low. And if there are obstacles, they're very clear obstacles, right? You don't want any little branches hanging, even leaves. I do worry about that, because at any point it just clips a leaf. Even if it's dodged the branch part, it could just clip a leaf and then the whole thing just falls down, right? So keep that in mind, just some food for thought. And yeah, we will have a comparison very soon, Colin and I. So check out his channel, O Colin. We're going to have the Air 3 versus the Mini 4 Pro with Active Track 360 Auto. Keep tuned for that. I'll chat to you in the next one. Peace.